Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
I don't want to start the week with an argument.
No?
But, you know, you are such a conjurer. You really are. I'm having, like, these technical issues with the video screen, and right. Rob is having technical issues with his audio. And
I'm so glad. I agree with you right now. I'm on board with you.
I am trying to get Josh to help, but Rob is trying to get Josh. Rob is so totally oblivious to my technical issues because he's absorbed with his own. And then at the very end, when I've got one little thing I want to think, I come back to Rob and he's chuckling. He said, I was just asking how I looked. And I am so mad at you right now because you're so you about that. You just negated the previous half hour of what happened.
Now, Mike,
and it drove
to be
me
fair,
nuts. Yes, to be fair. Please be fair because my blood pressure is elevated this morning at the beginning of the week.
While you were getting set up in your vacation home, Rob and I were dealing with technical issues on Rob's
prior
end
to me arriving.
Because
I was messing around with virtual backdrops because we're going to be I don't want to tip the hand here, but we are going to be doing some things this week that you'll probably understand afterwards.
Right.
Why I was messing with the green screen, but because I did that. This morning, I realized that my green screen backgrounds were limited to a very limited number of access to a limited number of backdrops. I have not set up my system for that, and
I'll send you some non-holiday backgrounds.
That would be it would be much better if we just I got my tutorial right and I figured it all, and I'll be able to do that after the show. That's neither here nor there. But then I'm hearing. On the other end, I'm hearing this. Hello? 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 And of course.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
And that's Rob, right? Because you were having some.
I'd like to apologize.
Can you turn yourself up or talk into your mic?
I would like to apologize.
Yeah, turn
that's
your volume
still far
up.
Away.
God, this damn.
I mean, you're the only guy in your house, and you don't use the studio all weekend.
I know, Mike, but still,
I know, Mike.
It was off this.
Just trying to get to how I looked. All right, now he's having more technical issues.
No, I can hear you.
No, you just got to turn your volume up.
Okay, can he turn the volume up?
I'm testing one.
Is that better?
That's much better. Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Now, Mike, Rob threw me off on the opening by going with the sound effect before playing the Mike O'Mara Show theme.
Right? The vibrator sound effect.
I thought, something broke.
I didn't
and
break
you
anything.
You are up there in St. Augustine. Rob's outside of D.C. I'm down here in South Fort Myers. And we're both dealing with a technique. And neither one of us could give two shits about the other person. But I'm used to that. I'm used to having, no help. Except from one person. So that's what I'm trying to get done. And at the same time, at the end, I said, Rob, can you just wait a minute? I want to just check one last thing. And I come back after rebooting mine, and Rob's doing this.
Not true.
I just wanted to see how I looked. I'm the needy one.
No. Mike, I would like to apologize for getting mixed up in your. I thought you were pretty much set. It was a moment of silence.
What gave you the impression I was pretty much set?
You had your background up, and you were tweaking it. You were going to download another background.
Yeah.
There was a moment of silence, and I just asked because we had an issue on Friday, and I wanted to make sure that had been corrected. That's all.
What issue?
The flashing microphone.
Yeah, the flashing light. That's what we were asking about.
Yeah, I know. So. But that was not the whole problem. The problem started with... You had, like, multiple problems today.
Yeah, the problems were multifold. And I guess that the problem is that when that now,
he'll
panic...
Be, now, ladies and gentlemen, if you know the ABCs, he will try right now to make it sound like there aren't any real problems. And
no,
answer
there is a
with
problem.
Clip short answers.
I think the answer
make
is...
We look like a barbarian.
No.
When I have to help you technically, we put the other guy in the green room. The other guy can go in the waiting room.
The other guy has one at a time. You can call me Rob. That's fine.
Well, no. I'm saying both ways. Rob, when we're working on your stuff, I got to put Mike in the waiting room.
Okay. But I just want to apologize, Mike, and I think you can agree with me that...
Well, I will say that on this particular show, there are two individuals who put zero effort into technical activities. And that sometimes rears its ugly head when we both have problems at the same time.
It does.
That we have waited till, that's right, showtime to deal with. Because there's nothing done over the weekend in a technical sense. The green screen I put up in back of me arrived, I believe, Thursday. And when did I put it in? At 8:35.
Oh, this
Rob, morning. When I join every day, is testing video at after 8 a.m. when we tape at 8:15. So with 15 minutes to go. Would that be accurate usually?
Yeah, about.
Right. And so that's kind of, that might be the problem.
It could be just, the last minute nature of it. But what I was trying to say before is...
Of it or of you?
What's that?
The last minute nature of it?
No,
or
of
you?
Me. Of me.
Because it's the last nature of me.
Of both of you.
No, it's...
Both of us. Absolutely.
I think, well, it's a proud tie then, but I do want to apologize because I was, you know, when something goes wrong, and on Friday when I shut down the
I haven't even had time to get my Christmas tree taken down.
I just shut it down, and I assumed it would be the same when I woke up this morning because I haven't touched the audio end of it. And when it comes on and it's wrong, you panic. Because you don't know, and you said it yourself, we're not technically oriented. So
you could you could be working on it right now, and you could be doing it for 3 hours, and there would be no reason to panic. Because when you say panic, what would be the worst case scenario? I'm
death.
Not going to fire you. Josh and I are not going to leave you abandoned. You know,
the very fact that
you
say that
after
makes 35, me
worry, Mike. After 35 years.
Obviously, the thought
no, those
came
days
to your mind.
Have passed. I need you now. I need you. I like working with you. When you were just the picture of that after all of that when you chuckled at me and I came back from the sweats of getting, and I'm not panicking. I'm just getting. I know that I'm keeping you two waiting, and I'm trying to get my
stuff
fixed.
Well, maybe I misspoke when I said panicked. You feel like a burden.
There's responsibility to your coworkers, and I appreciate that. And I feel the same thing to you guys when I'm doing this, you know. But I was really excited because of the projects that I can't talk about and I hate about there, because there's another thing we have to announce today that we will get to. But I had to vent.
Give me
5 days.
I had
to vent because I am so mad at my mother. No, I had to vent. So,
well, and I'm glad you did, and I'm sorry.
It was tough
I stepped.
Driving up to the cabin this weekend. I was not, you know, I all I wanted to do was just have a little winter during winter before the spring comes. And
did you bring the wreath, or did
here.
You buy the wreath there?
The wreath has been part of my family for years. It's artificial, and so is the tree. As you can tell, it doesn't look like a real tree.
I thought the wreath was real, but it was still a part of your family for years.
No. It's a plastic wreath, and we're having a little weather up here, and you know, in Colorado, and we're really it's
good. How long of a drive is that?
It's 43 hours.
Wow! And you got that done this weekend?
Yeah, this weekend. Left on Friday.
Break it up at all, or did you just go straight on through?
I don't want to talk about it anymore. But anywho, it's here we are. Welcome to the Mike and Mara. Sorry about that. Sometimes I just can't help myself. And when I get chuckled at, like in that way, he's being so unreasonable. That just,
no,
I don't think.
Don't think you're reasonable in that assumption. I wasn't chuckling at you.
What were you and Josh chuckling about when I had no idea? You said
that we were
because
done.
I came back and said, what are you chuckling about? I said, well, I just wanted to see how I looked.
Yeah.
And I was like, he's so upset.
No.
That's what,
no.
Well, what was it then? Well, what was it? How did I misinterpret it?
It was one question earlier, and we got it resolved about how I looked. He said,
no.
Look fine.
What were you chuckling about?
That it was over. That, everything
yeah,
was
that,
fixed.
That, there was no, it was
okay.
Already done.
All right. So I don't know. I just felt like I was being mocked. And
no, you're not being mocked at all.
Yes, I was.
Now,
yes, go ahead, Josh.
Well, I was going to suggest that we move on. And
I feel like I've said my piece, and Rob has sort of said his piece.
Good.
You know, it was just a tough day.
I was telling Kelly over the weekend that it will be a miracle if we can get through the next 5 days without Mike dropping hints about the next announcement.
Right.
So,
and I already did, right?
No, you're fine.
Technically, you're fine. what I said was kind of dropping.
No, you're fine.
Because I am excited.
But I thought why not go ahead and make the first announcement? So you
first announcement we did. We gave a heads up to our bonus show subscribers, but we are here to tell you today that that announcement is for everybody today, and that is a wonderful new enterprise at the TMOS Industries, which is a coffee product, not a coffee product, coffee. It's called Charlie's Choice.
Yes.
And it is fantastic. I've got a half a cup back in my living room here at the cabin because it is so perfect. And Charlie's Choice is now available.
And here's the nice packaging.
That's Charlie's Choice. We are delighted that you bonus show subscribers who had early access to the Charlie's Choice grabbed your fill of it this weekend. We thank you for that. And it's available at MikeOMaraShow.com. And Charlie says it's...
Still can't hear Charlie.
Charlie's Choice.
There it is.
It's good to the last sip.
That's Charlie. It's a well-oiled machine here. Charlie's Choice is a wonderful product. It is a product that the three of us developed with our taste buds, and it is really fantastic. Josh became aware of a wonderful coffee company in St. Augustine, Florida, that has worked with us for about the last couple of months to develop this coffee, and it's fantastic. You can get it in ground and bean. Am I right about that?
Yes. And it's roasted 3 days before they ship.
Yep, and it's fresh, and it's they send it right to your door, and you're going to love it. Let me tell you all about Charlie's Choice. We all have our morning routines, and while TMOS is at the top of many people's morning to-do list, it does get edged out by coffee. You got to have coffee, ladies and gentlemen. So we combine the two for something new you can brew. Yum, yum, yum. It's Charlie's Choice Coffee. It's available in whole
bean or
fresh ground. Get a one-time order or save money with a subscription and get our exclusive Charlie's Choice blend delivered right to your door. Charlie's Choice is slow roasted in small batches in St. Augustine, Florida, and approved by TMOS. Support small businesses and enjoy Charlie's Choice today.
Charlie's Choice.
Get yours at the TMOS store at MikeOMaraShow.com. Start your day right with Charlie's Choice because it's
Charlie's
good.
Charlie's Choice.
It's good to the last sip. Do we have a?
It's good to the last sip.
Do we have music for Charlie's Choice by any chance?
You're not hearing it?
No. That's really quiet.
How about, is it there now?
And we thought the technical issues were gone.
I think my fix of my board f***ed up my iPads. But you were hearing Charlie's Choice.
Yes.
Yes, we heard that. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
We'll see you Tuesday.
We'll see you Tuesday. Thanks.
No, we should be fine.
I did two things last night before I went to Dreamland. For years and years, the very beginning, one of our very first sponsors was Sleep Number Beds. And the Sleep Number bed has a little remote that you can adjust the firmness of the match. A really wonderful product. Always been thrilled with it. Wish they were still a sponsor. They are not sponsoring this podcast. They did for a very, very long time. Love to get them back sometime because I do love the product and I use it. What I didn't do was adjust the Sleep Number setting for a very, very long time. And I became aware of the fact that you got to, because it's an air-based product, you have to occasionally get on and tweak it and reset it. And I'm going to tell you something. I did it last night, and I cannot believe I didn't do it sooner because uninterrupted, blissful 6.5 to 7 hours of sleep, which for me is really, really good. I was really excited. However, with that sleep came a vivid dream. About as vivid a dream as I have had in a long time. Vivid to the extent Carla was going to get up at 6:30 because she's having, I'll talk about it later. She's having a process done today that she allowed me to talk about. And it's nothing big, but interesting. It's elective cosmetic surgery that she will be having
so
today.
So many people that have been associated with the show have elected to have elective surgery.
It's elected, which is another way for saying not covered. So that's it. What did I get here? Hold on.
And a little vein.
All right, let me see.
Just a little vein.
Okay, so that was nothing. I thought maybe there were no more pictures of Joe Biden with bruises on his face. But that's neither here nor there. So I go to sleep, and I went out. It was a busy weekend, lots of schlepping Michael around, lots of tournaments, lots of stuff going on, very, very busy for me. And I know I went deep because I had as vivid a dream as I have ever had in recent memory. And the dream centered—
Did you remember all of it? Because sometimes you wake up
and you can almost feel bits and pieces of it.
Like dreams that when you wake up, you can almost feel them like picking up a handful of sand. They disappear before your very eyes.
Most of the time that happens. This one, I was desperate to tell somebody about it because I wanted to tell Carly. Didn't write anything down, so I'm working off memory here. And then I looked it up because it was a flood dream. It was a dream that involved a flood.
Mm-hmm.
And it says if you're having a flood dream, you're feeling overwhelmed, out of control. There have been many, many times in my life I felt overwhelmed and out of control. This doesn't happen to be one, although we have our challenges like everybody. I certainly have had other times in my life when I went through my divorce, when my dad died, many, many different times in my life where I felt overwhelmed. So I'm reading about why you have a flood dream. I guess it's the wave of problems coming onto you. But that was not it. But it was so vivid. I was at a beachside town. And it was a beachside town that was kind of out on a peninsula. So it had, much like Fort Myers Beach, a bayside or a riverside and an oceanside.
Like Ocean
and
City.
It was really just vivid to the extent where I was at the beach, and I know that that the waves started coming in a little forcefully, and we moved off the beach, and I said something along the lines, well, it's a good chance for the gang. I was with a ton of people. It's a good chance for the gang to get a lunch reservation or go get something to eat. Not lunch or dinner. Yes.
Okay, just so as we paint the picture, did you know the people and do we know the people who were there, or is it just a lot of people that were like faceless?
One guy I play golf with who is not even a close friend of mine, but he's an older guy and he's fun and he does a lot of things, kind of like a cruise director. Very nice man. Know him to say hello. A pleasant exchange with him every time. Like him. And he's at the table, this long table, almost like a wedding banquet table.
Yeah.
At the restaurant we choose, and we're moving away from the beach. And this is only the part of the dream I remember.
Do you know the beach, or is it a mythical
beach?
I
have no idea. It's totally made up, has no bearing in reality. And on the riverside is where the restaurant is, and suddenly the river starts to rise, and it's coming into the restaurant. I said, oh, we got to pick another location. And I say, because there are lots of people at this table, and I think maybe my family was there, like my extended family was there. And I go, I leave that restaurant. It's a real narrow little street. It's a little peninsula. It's a little area. And I go down to another restaurant to see what's happening. And
because that's what's important. Well, it's flooding. Let's go. I still got to eat.
Yeah. Isn't there a buckets on this peninsula?
No. The gist of the dream would be as follows. I think that I am not aware yet of how significant this is, that this is a real problem, because now I've experienced both the ocean side and on my way. No. So I go to the other place. And at this point, I'm looking and I see bigger waves across the way that are really hitting the beach. And I'm like, well, the owner or the maitre d' or the waitress or whoever at the restaurant, we're going to have to evacuate.
Right.
We're going to have to evacuate. And at this point, I go out, go over to the beach, and I see there are live crabs flopping around with the beach, you know, like that tsunami type of thing where you have that. And I said,
you can make your own dinner now.
this is really, really looking very, very dangerous.
Dire.
And I move back to close to the riverside, and at that point I look across and I see that foamy, like, we're going to get whacked, and I find, and I'm talking to another person, I don't know who it is, and the dream ends where I'm grabbing a wooden post and holding on because I'm going to get whacked by the flood.
Very Gilligan's Island-y. The fact that you would strap yourself to a post to avoid it.
Well, no, it's more like who is it? Oh, my. The Australian actress that was in that tsunami movie. Oh, my God.
Nicole Kidman?
Not Nicole Kidman, the other one. That she does a lot of disaster movies. But she was in it, and it's about the Thailand tsunami, and she holds on to, like, a telephone pole or something, and that's how she survives. And, God, I wish I remembered her name.
Naomi Watts.
Naomi Watts, thank you. Naomi Watts was the person, and it was. I woke up not in a panic, not upset, but just, holy magoli, was that vivid. And
a little wet?
What's that?
Did you wake up wet?
Damp.
It wasn't that kind of dream, Josh. Come on. Give me a break.
He's talking about sweat, Mike. Come on.
So that's it. I did that. But I don't feel necessarily overwhelmed until then the show started, and look what happened. I was overwhelmed by everything. And Rob was overwhelmed by everything. So throw that together, and it's just a total overwhelming cocktail that we have.
It's
and
a
I
shame
was
you
stunned.
Couldn't mix real life with your dream, because your sleep number bed would float.
But it was. But the whole reason I thought about this later, that the bed were, is because I dreamt like that so deeply because I got such deep sleep.
You were REMing it, yeah.
And as I said here today, I feel remarkably refreshed and ready to go, which is just a strange thing. So, that's it.
Did you add anything to your system to help you fall asleep last night?
No.
Very
no. As a matter of fact, yesterday
was
sober
day.
Directions. It was sober day because Saturday was not sober day.
Oh.
Saturday was day drinking after the tournament was over. After
How'd you do
after
in
my
tournament?
Match, I was you have four matches, nine hole matches, and I was 3-1.
That's good.
But our team lost, so we didn't win the whole. But it was a lot of fun. And then in the last match, because I was playing against a guy who's a friend of mine, I kind of chilled and had a few high noons. And because I had a few high noons, I was feeling very relaxed. And because I happened to play better, I guess I relaxed a little bit. I won that, and then I continued. And then by the time I was done, I had like two or three drinks, and then hung out and watched a playoff. And by that time, it was 2 hours later, and I was not hungover, but I was not feeling the effects. And then it was off to the rest of my day.
So the three drinks, is that enough to make you hit sometimes where you're playing out of the woods, or did it?
No, it actually helped, which is very strange. I've had a sore wrist, so I was. Maybe that had to do with the wet dream.
And I hate that word.
Well, yeah, I know. You're
it's a
weird
gross
about
phrase.
You're but, well, yeah, yes.
But how were the mini crab cakes?
The ones that we made from the dying crabs.
No, at your tournament.
Didn't have any. Didn't have any.
Okay, so all
in fact,
the
last
was
day
on
was
the
deli
course.
Sandwiches. So kind of disappointed. Kind of disappointed.
6 foot sub.
And the first night I didn't go because I had a baseball game to go to, and baseball. Watching my son takes priority over everything when I can, but I made these commitments early on, so I missed his minor league game, but I got his major league game with a base hit over the third baseman, landing in left field, which was just delightful.
So and, Friday night was just like a social thing for the tournament.
Saturday night. Friday night was a Thursday night was a banquet for the tournament.
I think they throw that word around.
It's just a lot going on. It's a lot going on. And then there's more going on this weekend, and then there's more going on the following weekend. I'll talk to you about it off air. It's not this week, but next week. But it doesn't affect the show that
much. Like the first weekend in March or the second
weekend? Yes, first weekend in March.
Well, you're having a big weekend that weekend, and I'm having a big weekend that weekend as well.
Well, that follows. What are you having? What?
Going to see another Elvis impersonator at Charles.
Okay, that's fine. All right, you made me nervous there because I thought based on the beginning of the show you'd be flying somewhere or something. So that's not happening, right?
You know I don't like to leave my home.
Okay. All right. But that's so that's it. That's all I have. It was a very strange occurrence. If anybody, I do like it when our listeners do tend to reach out with alternative theories
yeah.
about what's happening. Perhaps there's some angst about my wife, who is going to have a surgical procedure done today. I said, is it okay if I can talk about that? And Carla's confident enough where she doesn't mind talking about it. It's called a blepharoplasty. That is where they take the puffiness that's under the eyes,
mm-hmm.
the fat that's under the eyes. And Carla's had it since she's been in her 20s. And they're getting rid of that. They can do, it can be above the eye or it can be below the eye. This is going to be below the eye, and they are knocking her out. So after this show is over today, I she took my car because our car is getting serviced, so I will be taking an Uber to the surgeon's office.
Is this the day? Well, the car gets serviced and Carla gets serviced. And
everything's getting serviced at once. Everything's getting serviced
at the same
time. Are
they going to put the fat anywhere? A lot of times when they remove fat,
I don't think there's nearly enough under here that could be done. And I think really when you get to be my age, there are a myriad of things that you could do. I know physically I could do just buku things. I watch a lot of the turkey neck videos that they have because I got a hell of a turkey neck.
I know that she's not going to get much fat out of Carla's eyes, but if we were to fix your neck, we could make a change purse. That would be great on the store, yeah.
That and I will tell you I could get the veneers and the neck, but I'm 65. I'm gonna be
don't get the veneers.
Sooner.
They never look right. They always look like Dionne Warwick. Don't do it.
No, but I would make sure they didn't. But that's
people say that
here,
going in
here or there. But and to make matters worse, our other guy has just discovered doctors. Josh Soroka, who has discovered yes. that after 6 years. Or something
that? I think it was 5 years for the dentist.
5 years for the dentist.
And I was told it was 3 years for the doctor.
3 years for the dentist. But you're
That's
a young guy. I can
That's
see
not
where.
Not bad considering that we went through a plague. Because you didn't do a lot of doctoring and a lot of dentistry.
You say it's not bad. With supreme respect, you are the last person I would refer to as far as timetables for getting health care.
Well, the problem is she set me up 3 years ago by saying everything's perfect.
Why
would I want to go back?
This is your general practitioner?
Yes.
Must mean a nurse. Doctors aren't women.
If she said I'm perfect, why would I go back and just keep telling people I'm perfect?
Don't mess
Do you
with
think
it.
Since three of our, since we all have three general practitioners, mm-hmm. and they are all varying degrees, in my humble opinion, of it's fine. I believe most general practitioners, probably the thing they say the most, it's okay. I get that impression. A lot of tests are done. I certainly, with my weight loss, have improved my health. I know Rob, with his lifestyle changes, has dramatically improved his health. He was near very dire straits with his health. But early on, wouldn't it be safe to say you also had the GP that was kind of like, it's all right.
Well,
don't worry too much. You
it
know?
Was never all right. He said, you know, you need to change this, you need to change this, you need to change this, and you need to cut down on your drinking. The problem in that relationship is me. He was never saying everything was all right. He didn't. There was more urgency when I started throwing up blood. Then I started to see his point.
So,
but, yeah. So,
see, I always kind of think that in order to... in order to really pursue health, you got to kind of be your own advocate. You got to worry a little bit. I think that's good for you, Josh. Obviously, you have been concerned enough where you decided to revisit your healthcare provider.
No, I just decided I am. It's been 3 years. I'm going to get healthy this year and make sure I'm healthy. So I went.
Were you told to get healthy this year by anybody?
What
were you told to get healthy?
No, okay. I was not. But I
the missus didn't.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Elbow you in the ribs or anything like that.
I mean, she's told me to go to the dentist and the doctor the entire time we've been married.
Okay. Mostly the dentist, I would guess, because you know you have to kiss her.
That has not been a problem. More of just the timetable between visits.
Another tooth fell out.
Got to take care of it.
So this past week I went to the doctor's, and today I have to go give blood work for them to do all those tests. And I got a referral on Friday for a colonoscopy.
All right. all of this is preventative maintenance.
It's all preventative.
And all of this is going to benefit you, and I think it's a smart thing to do. And by the way, that particular device Rob is playing right there, I don't want to say I've quit entirely, but let's just say I'm not on a regular course of treatment with that.
Anyway. Really?
No.
Now it's just if the mood hits you.
Have a few drinks.
Wow. Somebody took the funny pills today. My God. So you are getting your blood work.
Yes.
I'm happy that you are doing that. I'm very happy that Rob has gotten himself healthy physically.
You know, Friday, I also went and saw an endodontist.
So that's serious dental work, right?
That is where you go for a root canal that's gone bad over the years.
And that is can be a painful experience.
He gave me the option, we can redo the root canal, but it really won't get to the infection. So you could also just do an implant.
So you're
I would do that in a heartbeat.
I'm leaning towards implant.
Are you just nursing an infection in your head right now?
I don't know. Nothing hurts. I didn't know I had an infection
until this guy told me. Nothing hurts.
Nothing hurts, baby.
But when the endodontist or the dentist says, we've got to get to the infection, that means it's in there. I mean,
yeah, but
does
he
that
also
not concern
said,
you? That would flip me out. Did he give you any antibiotics or anything?
No, he told me the infection was there probably before the last root canal. And
wow.
It's a 10-year-old root canal.
A 10-year-old infection.
What if you get that infection cured and like your hair changes, it goes flat, everything changes.
Falls out.
Right,
and all
like
of that.
Or as suddenly I can hear clear.
Yeah, exactly.
Look, I think it's great. I think I am an advocate for regular maintenance. Of course, easy for me.
Right.
Before they take it away, because you know, I'm on the system now, and I'm very excited about that. And I but I am not on a dental program, and I probably am. I'm probably a couple of months overdue on my situation because I didn't really like the last dentist. I'm still searching. I think they are the most. And I shouldn't say this because I got a good friend who's a dentist, a couple of them. But I will say that the ones I found down here with the Ritz-Carlton style offices that they all have down here,
lots of white marble.
I mean, come on. I just feel like it's. That's inflation has taken a ride on dentistry like no other profession. And yeah. I always feel like they're in the pie. Well, you know what we could do? It's like, okay, here it
you
comes.
Know who else
ka-ching, been, ka-ching, ka-ching.
You know who else has been affected by inflation is Sleep Number beds.
Yeah, probably beds back even the last
them.
Time. Yeah, yeah. I mean.
Oh, you're trying to do the inflate joke.
Yes.
Sleep Number beds are.
Inflatable.
I thought you were talking about the cost. I'm
right, no, the cost of everything's gone up. And I see in the chat they're saying I'm too young for a colonoscopy.
No,
according to my doctor, they now recommend it at 45.
45, there you go, people.
I got
and
mine
by the way,
18.
Who says that? Who says that? Somebody who's cramping in the fetal position on the floor right now. Right? It's like, you don't need it yet. You know, I got them early because I was dealing with some digestive issues
me
in
too.
My mid to late 20s.
And you were just in the mood for it.
I wasn't. The first one I got, I was awake and watched it.
Oh,
first
see, that
one
was
I ever
a question
got.
I've got when the guy calls me later today.
They seem to do them all now with a general anesthesia,
good.
Usually. And
wow.
That's the best way to do it.
Now, yours
and,
is still on YouTube, right, Mike?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, it's right next to, what is it? Ultimate Fails. Ultimate Fails Colonoscopy Edition.
Well, I believe that would be, that'd be you eating chicken during your cleanse.
You know what? The worst.
That's what I'm not looking forward to is the cleanse.
The worst diverticulitis I ever got, going up to see my first daughter, my first child, in college in a play. She was in, what's the Meryl Streep movie that was with Amy Adams where they
Deer
played
Hunter.
Nuns? It's not the Deer Hunter. They played nuns. Oh my God!
Oh, the Whoopi Goldberg movie?
No, that's
Doubt.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's
so
good too.
And we stopped at. It wasn't Zaxby's. It was, I think it was Church's, right
God,
off
are
the
even
highway.
Around anymore?
And I don't. It was not a Popeyes. It was not a KFC. It was, and I started to hurt on the way up there, and by the time we were on the way back to Fort Myers, I had to stop in Jacksonville, and I went to the Mayo Clinic ER.
That's
to get
you know what?
To get put on antibiotics.
That. That's kind of cool to go to the Mayo Clinic.
Well, it's the one that was right off the highway, so now, that's
they,
the one we ended up going to.
They serve mayo with the chicken.
Mayo Clinic. It's fantastic. Now, did you big sign, Hellman sign up front.
Do you blame the chicken or the sides?
I think for a long time that chicken, fried chicken skin bothered me digestively. I could be wrong. You never know. You know what it ends up, what they're saying now about, for those of you that are connoisseurs of the digestive arts, they're saying now that the real problem with some of these digestive issues is not keeping the pipes clean, is not keeping things moving. That, you know, yeah, what you eat may have a role to play, but it's more like just keeping everything moving no matter what you eat. So take that information and laxative away whatever you need to do.
Just in from our newsroom, you dined at Bojangles.
Oh, Bojangles is absolutely right.
Yeah.
Bojangles is where we went. Yeah, I knew it was one of the obscure ones.
Might have been the biscuit that got you.
Listen, I think that the chicken was not the factor. It was just not acknowledging the digestive process enough.
The urgency.
Oh,
that was just the last thing on top.
And I'm going to throw weight in, too.
Yeah.
Weight is not good for that. You're pressing down on things. You got a big old fat gut around you. That's not going to help either. So I'm all for getting all the health, assistance you can. Carla, I told her you don't need to have anything done. In my humble opinion, you don't need nothing. And I didn't do it as a play. I think Carla's in her mid-40s too now, and she is turbo hot. And she keeps herself amazingly fit, and she looks great.
Maybe
she
it's
does
of
in
all
the
these
morning
little
look
procedures
up,
that she's doing. She gets, you don't know about.
She's wanted to deal with. No, she's open about it because she's getting this done, and she told me. And I'm going there today, and we're gonna.
She
get
comes
the whole
home
thing.
And says, "Oh, I broke my nose again."
Are you gonna go in there and ask how they?
Hey,
can
what
help
is
you?
Wrong with your cable? You got a bad cable.
Oh,
up there.
I wasn't gonna say anything.
I'm sorry, but it's like point. He has been. It is like, can you jiggle cables for me? Just
there's a little something.
There's the problem. I guarantee you, it's in the board because I had to flip a switch.
We'll replace the board.
Okay, I can't do that right now.
Okay,
but I will.
Okay, it's like. Have you heard that when it's been happening?
I've not. I don't hear that. No, but you see, the problem was earlier today. My computer was not recognizing my board.
There it is again. What did you touch?
Yeah, it's. I think it's a digital problem.
Digital?
I don't think it's a... Yeah, we'll fix it after the show.
If it's a digital problem, I've got just the thing for it that he could put on right now. There it is. We have to take a commercial break. That's enough. My sincere apologies for all of our little issues today. I know a lot of you think it's really tedious, but I hope the story of me surviving the flood got you through... Turn that off. I hope that got you through this segment. Turn it up just a little bit.
I can't wait for the sequel tonight.
Oh, it's going to be very, very exciting. Very exciting. This show brought to you by Blepharoplasty. Whatever the F that is. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with more fun and more thrills. This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Soul. Do you love an evening drink but hate the morning fog? Meet Soul's out-of-office microdose THC gummies for the perfect chill. Legally available across the U.S., these hemp-derived THC and CBD gummies bring that. I thought we were talking about the drinks here.
I thought the drinks were this week. I guess it's gummies still.
Well, they have drinks coming, but we're telling you about the gummies.
That drink looks great on
What's
your
What's the
green
deal
screen?
With that, Rob?
They have not yet officially rolled out the ad campaign for the drinks, but okay. I'm sure they'd be happy.
Yeah.
If you bought them.
When you go get the gummies, go ahead and grab a drink also.
Get that beach day vibe without blasting you into space. Just a warm, fuzzy euphoria. That's perfect for a jog, a show, or hosting a podcast. I got them here. I got the gummies. They're the gummies right here. Soul's out-of-office gummies. They're fantastic.
The best.
You'll love them. And they work wonders for sleep. Well, and maybe I won't dream about floods if they take them. Anxiety, focus, helps with that too. Pain, plus they're organically farmed, gluten-free, and made in the USA. Be like Rob. Subscribe and feel the warmth anytime you like. And stay tuned. More soul goodies are coming soon. Well, they're here.
Look at that. Teaser. Yeah.
Make it a great night every night with Soul. Head to GetSoul.com and use the code TMOS for 30% off your order. That's 30% off your order using code TMOS. One last time, GetSoul.com and code TMOS for 30% off, ladies and gentlemen.
I ordered more yesterday.
That's delish. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We start today with eggs.
Eggs.
Is there anything more expensive than buying a home these days? Yes, it's eggs. Relatively speaking, there is a video going viral online where someone shows a for sale sign outside of a home. There is the usual photo of the realtor, but then there's also an added sign, looks like it's attached above, that says, free eggs with the purchase of a house.
Sounds good.
My neighbors moved within the community, our friends, and they have one of those open houses. I mm-hmm. did not see any free eggs special. Maybe that would have turned the tide for them. I'm not sure.
I do like a creative real estate agent.
Mm-hmm. It's wonderful. Clearly a playful joke. At least we assume. Can't always do right with that. But it's unclear if it's the realtor having some fun, the homeowner, or the TikToker. The free egg sign seems like it's lower quality than the for sale side, but it does seem to be properly affixed to the post. It isn't just I wonder if it's the same kind of, maybe the same kind of post I held to when the flood came in my dream.
Yeah. Was the flood like water, or was it like egg whites?
I think it was water because the crabs couldn't survive.
That's right.
Whites.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or maybe they could. A durian. No, that's a plant. That's
yeah,
a fruit.
The foul-smelling fruit.
Also, the woman in the video claims she was just driving by when they saw it, but who knows? In any event, it is a funny thought and perhaps a trend that will sweep the country.
I know one trend it won't do is
What's that?
You know, when they sell houses, sometimes they like bake cookies right before you come in.
Yeah.
So the house smells homey, like cinnamon. I don't think anyone's going to be boiling hard-boiled eggs in the kitchen because the whole house will smell like a fart.
Come on in. Fart anywhere you want. The executor of O.J. I love saying or. Realtor, executor of O.J. Simpson's estate is planning an auction, and one of the items that could be on the block is his Bible. It was given to him right after the infamous white Bronco chase by his friend and attorney, the late Robert Kardashian.
Good guy.
Yeah, sure. We'll go with that. It includes an inscription from him that says, quote, O.J., this book will help. God loves you, and he will speak to you with his words. Read this book every day. God has a definite plan for your life. You are his child, and he will use you again. I love you, and God loves you. The auction is supposed to go down in March, but O.J.'s kids can file a legal objection, which would tie this all up in court. And I don't know enough about the late Robert Kardashian other than he planted the seed of those beautiful women that we see online mm-hmm. every week, right?
All I know is that when our book Open Mic came out, you wrote the same thing to me in the
yes,
it'll the
Bible.
Help. God
I don't take
you.
Away anybody's faith because I think it's fine, but it just seems to me that, you know, choose your friends carefully when it comes to that. But wasn't he one of the attorneys for him as well,
mm-hmm.
right, when he was going through the
–
That's how he made
David
his name.
Schwimmer on TV.
Kardashian.
He should have given him that book like 6 months earlier.
Yeah, before maybe he got pissed off and killed
Mike, are there any celebrities that you'd like to have their Bible?
Oh, boy. Let me see. I'm trying to think. Nope. There you go. This one. One of Diddy's attorneys
Diddy's Bible.
Filed a motion to be removed from his legal team. Not good. Never good when that happens. And the circumstances seem a little dramatic. Now, this doesn't sound like an attorney. It sounds like somebody you'd see on The Sopranos. Tony Rico issued a statement saying, although I have provided Sean Combs with a... I'll do a real good Brooklyn. I got a buddy that I play golf with this weekend
good.
And had the greatest Brooklyn accent. And when you've got an older person that has a Brooklyn accent, they get whiny like Andrew Dice Clay.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy,
Although I've provided Sean Combs with the high level of legal representation expected by the court, under no circumstances can I continue. Under no circumstances can I continue to effectively serve as counsel for Sean Combs, consistent with the American Bar Association standards for criminal justice. He didn't get more specific than that.
That could simply be a conflict of interest. Might or he attended a party.
Yes. Yeah. But under no circumstances really makes me want him to get more specific. I really would love to.
Well, except he says based on the law or like his standard, which leans me towards conflict versus the hot story.
That he just wants to get out
of it. The hot story is, Diddy's done such bad things that I want nothing to do with this.
Well, Diddy's rich, and he still has five attorneys, and Rico's withdrawal won't delay the trial, which is scheduled to begin in May, and that may very be, I do not know whether it's going to be televised or not, but I would imagine if it is, you'll probably see a lot of that on the
I think it's going to be on Tubi.
Tubi, your favorite. Your favorite network.
With
the trials are, right?
Mike, the problem was it was a conflict of interest. The lawyer, what's his name?
Tony Rico.
Tony Rico.
Under no circumstances.
He went to the party and he wanted to use olive oil instead of baby oil.
Yes.
And it was a no-go.
Verboten. Rob, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Can you remember that group that you and your kids were in love with so much so that you actually went to a live kids performance, kids show, I think at the Patriot Center?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, it was sadly one of the best concerts I ever went to because I knew all the songs. It's the Wiggles.
It's the question that's been burning in your mind. When will the Wiggles and Dolly Parton finally release a song together?
No.
Luckily, you don't have to wait any longer. And the Wiggles doubled down by putting out two new songs with Dolly. Now, listen, I love Dolly Parton. I think she does good things, and I think she's a good person. I really do. Mm-hmm. The first song is called Friends, and it's about making friends. Solid messaging, and it's catchy, too. You can check out the music video with Dolly's vocals. We didn't provide it for you, but...
It right here.
We might as well take a peek. Why not? This is Dolly Parton from the Wiggles.
Or the Wiggles. Yeah.
Singing a Dolly Parton song. All right, here we go. Oh, there they are.
Those aren't my Wiggles.
Friends! Everybody shout it, friends! No doubt about it, friends! Make the world go round!
Oh, yeehaw!
Friends!
Friends!
We can depend on friends!
Friends!
Someone to lean on, friends! Everybody needs one, be my friends!
All right, thank you. Thank you,
Dolly,
Wiggles.
Not in the video because all she did was record the track and mailed it to them.
Good enough for me, yes.
And neither are the Wiggles.
No,
those are
I think, the new Wiggles. Because if you're of such an age that you were forced to watch the Wiggles, there's a great...
I thought they were like Tinky and Winky, and they had
Teletubbies.
That's the Teletubbies.
No, Wiggles were thin guys.
Mm-hmm. But
never mind.
There's a wonderful documentary on the Wiggles on I think Netflix, but it's really entertaining.
Let me set a half hour aside to watch that.
It's an hour.
I will because I grew up with my kids watching the Wiggles.
Yeah,
the Wiggles.
Every day. But the thing is that they've all aged out. So they're like the richest people.
If I'm watching a Wiggles documentary, just put an M80 under my ass and light the fuse. Jeez. But,
well, you've got something else you could stick there.
Oh, that's right. Hold on. I've got it. You don't need to get it, Rob. I got it right here. There we are.
But all the Wiggles, they're like the richest entertainers in Australia. I think they're just behind Nicole Kidman.
One of those days,
they've all aged out, but they want the franchise to continue.
Okay.
So they've hired younger and more diverse Wiggles.
The second song, I want to hear the second song more than the first. The second song is called Counting 1 to 5. And yes, it's a cover of Dolly's classic song, 9 to 5. I would just be curious as to the orchestration, if it's as good as the original, that was a pretty big hit in its day. Do we have a copy of the Counting 1 to 5?
I believe
from
it's
the Wiggles?
Downloading right now.
That's good. Both of these songs will be featured on the Wiggles' new country album called Wiggle Up, Giddy Up.
I'm on it. That sounds
That'll be great. Released on March 7th. Oh, just around the corner.
Yeah.
Their new album will also feature Lainey Wilson, Mm-hmm. Orville Peck, not familiar with him.
Don't know him.
And Dasha, I know that person, mm-hmm. And more. Well, so,
are you ready for some counting?
1 to 5. Let's learn to count.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh, that's not good.
Hey, Greg is still with him.
Jumping out of bed over toys, you're tripping. Got yourself a bottle with milk, you're drinking. Hop in, jump in, it's the start of another day.
Like a DJ, right?
Time to have a shower, yeah. But you're just resisting. Won't brush your teeth, even though they need cleaning.
They're cute. The ladies are cute.
We didn't get Lady Wiggles back in the day. Counting
1, 2, 5. They have 3 Lady Wiggles.
The guy on lead guitar up on the stage, that's Greg Wiggle. He's a old timer.
The guy doing what?
The guy playing guitar on the stage in blue, that's Greg.
The guy in the back that's playing it like an old man?
Yeah, he's not really playing it. He's at home counting his money.
That, yeah, so is that a real original Wiggle?
Yeah. The one that looks like Eric Pickle.
There he goes. So anyway, check out the Wiggles coming to a
Did you dodge all the
you.
Wiggle nonsense with Michael?
Yeah, we were watching Goodfellas. That's his very first film. Earlier this month, finally, thieves stole a backpack from a man. And the only reason I share this with you, because the man was in France.
France.
And his wallet was inside. Then they went into a corner store and used his credit card to buy cigarettes and lottery scratch-off tickets. But that's where things get interesting. The thieves won a huge jackpot on one of the scratchers, which was worth more than $500,000 American dollars. The cashier says they boasted about the win and were so excited they left without their smokes. No one has come forward with the winning ticket yet, which makes sense because it was bought with a stolen card. And, well, I mean, if it's a scratch-off, I guess you can't get a check right then and there. You got to go down to the lottery office, just like in the States.
No, in France, it's much tighter.
The thieves would essentially be turning themselves in if they tried to claim the prize.
Right.
So here's a really French thing that the owner did.
Well, yes.
All right?
He made love.
The owner, he made beautiful love. Bonjour.
Hello.
The owner of the backpack that got stolen went to the press, and he's offering them a deal.
He is offering to split the winnings with them if they give him back all of his stuff. He said he had declined to press charges and they'd get the other half of the jackpot.
Hello.
You trust him?
I didn't know. He's French. So this sounds like a sweet deal, no? A sweet deal for these two thieves that
The guy has a simple explanation. This is when he got mellow.
I understand.
Without me, they would not have won. But without them, I would not have bought the ticket. I want to offer them a share of the winnings to get my stuff back, please. All right, but make sure I hope that offer applies as long as they are not Americans. If they are Americans, they are full of poo. I say no to the Americans.
If you got that $250,000, would you buy a lot of bread and cheese?
Bread and fromage.
Hello.
Bonjour.
Hello.
We will take a break, and we will come back with the modern burger joints. They're springing up everywhere because I've heard this. Americans love a good burger. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. All right, hold on a second. Let me do this, and then I will do this, and now I can do this. There. I'm a complicated person. You know that. Even if you listen to today's show, you'll know that. Here's an example. I hate garbage, but I love rubbish. Allow me to explain. This podcast is sponsored by Rubbish. You take out the trash 8,000 times in your life, and Rubbish makes the best garbage bags on the planet that make trash day way better. Here are some examples. They are compostable, non-toxic, and PFAS-free, PFAS, and they donate 10% of their bags to charity. Plus, they have a new funny saying on the bags in every box. Can we whip one out to see a funny saying that it has on the box? I'd love to see that. So Trash Day is less painful and more enjoyable. Rubbish was founded with the goal of solving all of your garbage-related problems. These bags are amazing. They feel superior because they are superior. Let's see what the joke is today. We're the bag
half full.
It's in front of your microphone. We're the bag half full type.
Yeah.
Garbage bag. The choice is pretty easy. You deserve the best garbage bags money can buy, so Rubbish created them. Rubbish is running a 30% off sale, and you can get an extra 5% off by going to rubbishhome.com and using code TMOS. That's an extra 5% off for a total of 35% off your order if you go to rubbishhome.com and use our code TMOS. Thank you, Rubbish. The other day, driving down, pick my kid up from a sleepover, and he's got such nice friends. I'm really, really delighted with my son's choice in French. Back to school today, though, no sleepovers. And we drove by, and there on the side was a restaurant called Florida Boy Burgers. Don't know whether it's a chain or a local, but then Rob came in today and said he wanted to talk about modern burger joints. I think every week there's a new burger joint that opens up somewhere, right?
And is there anything truly better? I know we've espoused the beauty of hot dogs and all good things, but man, a good burger is, I don't think you can touch it. It's
and
one
rare.
Of the best things out
for
there.
For my money, extremely rare to get a real good one.
Yeah.
And a real good one has to have a lot of factors for me. It can't be too big. It can't be too small. It can't be too unseasoned. It can't be too overseasoned. It's got a lot of factors to make it really, really good. Unfortunately, I think we swill down burgers in this country with really very little concern. But you are absolutely right. About a good one is tough to beat, and there really aren't a lot of good ones out there, in my
opinion. Think what the problem is you've got the millennials out there trying to reinvent the wheel. And I've been to places like this. I'm going to show you a video. For some reason, I got a lot of heat about this on social over the weekend. There's a place up here called Melt. That is a great place for an $80 burger. They're just, you know, they're very focused on reinventing what's already great. And this guy does a short video where he plays both sides, a customer and the burger patron and the owner. And he kind of encapsulates what's wrong with everything today.
Welcome to the Purple Goat. What can I get started for you today? Before we order, could we get some more comfortable chairs? These really are hurting my back. Ooh, sorry. Yeah, no can do. The only chairs we have in this entire restaurant are these really uncomfortable, uncushioned stainless steel chairs. Okay, well, in that case, I think I'll just get the Boogie Woogie Buku Burger. All right, and how would you like that cooked? Medium rare, please. Okay, just letting you know.
I can't listen to his voice anymore. I can't listen to his voice.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear.
I'm killing him again.
And it's really slow paced.
It's really dragging out. Dork.
But God. He makes valid points.
They're all like weird, right? They're weird names and goofy and
one of the most valuable, I think, insights he has later on. The waiter says, "Would you like truffle fries?" And he says, "The burger is $18. It doesn't come with fries." And he says, "No. Our truffle fries are $12.
$12 for and that's probably accurate, too.
Is there any French fry better than just a simple McDonald's fry?
I hate to bring it up again. You know it. You love it. I've given them free advertising because it's a regular Little League stop for us. Buckets, let me tell you how good their fries are.
Okay.
And I'm sure they are the product you get probably from all the food distributors. When you see them on the side of the road, you see them on the highway. Cisco. U.S. Foods. Ladies and gentlemen, they are the money collectors. They are the middlemen. They are the middlemen where it does not matter whether your restaurant is a success or a failure.
No.
They get paid no matter what. And they're the people. So these shoestring fries that they serve at Buckets, I call them standalone fries. If you get fries that you are perfectly content to order a single order by itself with just maybe ketchup, salt, and pepper, then that's the fry. And they have fabulous, fabulous fries. And they are, I would say, in the ballpark of the McDonald's fry.
Okay.
But, you know, even the McDonald's fry can be effed up if you've got a disinterested lazy person. Oh, since we're on the subject of food, can I share a quick one?
Please, please.
This is after we went by Florida Boy Burger, and after we drove by Pet Kingdom to get a rat for Jake the Snake.
How big are they up to now, the rats that you're getting?
He's been in a holding pattern. I'd say the rat end-to-end is probably about that big.
Not with tail. The tail's extra.
Tail probably about that.
Okay.
You know? Mm-hmm. And it was they opened at 11. Something on Sundays, I understand, the Lord's Day and all. But you know what? 11 a.m., it's like, why go in? That's when my day starts at 6 a.m. on a Sunday, it's like, come on. Yeah, 11 a.m.? Wait, you stay. Who's going to be out there at 8 o'clock at night?
You know, yes. What time did you go to Florida Boy Burgers?
We didn't go. We drove by it. I'll give you the whole routine. Sunday morning, Josh, pick up the boy, my son, at his buddy Luke's house at 9 a.m. Hit the highway. I said, they might be up. It's pet store, pet supplies, might be up early. Drive down all the way down to downtown Fort Myers, see if Pet Kingdom's open. Pet Kingdom is not open. I'm a little frustrated, but 11 o'clock ain't going to cut it because at 11 o'clock, I got to bring him to his other friend's house where he has been invited to go see the Red Sox. Jealous, jealous, jealous.
Wow.
Maybe the first time in my life I was actually jealous of my son, and I would have liked to be there the game.
You could have just went.
I know. I could have gone. I could have just gone myself. You mean just picked up a ticket and gone myself?
Yeah. Yes.
But you know, I'm gonna let him have the experience.
Yeah, he's down there. Then you're that guy.
Yeah, I didn't want to do that.
I was looking. They play the Orioles on next Monday.
Next Monday? Okay. Who are they? I don't want to give anything away. There are Red Sox plans for my son and I. He doesn't know about. Oh. So anyway, getting on to it. Go down there. They're closed. Just up the road. As I hit the super slab of Route 41, I see there's a KK, a Krispy Kreme.
My son is
in the back seat, I'm like, you know, Mama's not around. Mama's slaying the dragon. Mm-hmm. She's doing some face washing to pay for that eye surgery. I am driving up, and I say to my son, I got a craving. And he knows immediately what it is.
Because of the drinking on Saturday.
You want the inhibitions.
Yeah.
You're 100% accurate with that. I pull in out in front of this Krispy Kreme. This well-traveled, only one in town Krispy Kreme is a trash bag barrel that appears to, the last time it was tended to was probably 3 or 4 days prior.
Okay.
It is overloaded to the point where there is a half full coffee that is sitting on the edge. Just sitting there where someone didn't make an attempt to even put it in the bag.
A picture.
It is so gross, and it's just sitting there. And it bugged me.
Sure.
It bugged me because this place is booming. There are four cars in front of us in the drive-thru. It's a booming.
And it's Sunday morning. This is your church.
It's it's the church of the carbohydrate, which I am worshiping
at. Did your church, Mike, when you were going to Mass when you were a boy, did they ever have donuts for sale outside of Mass when you left?
No, that's a Protestant thing. No,
no,
not the Catholics.
At St. John's now, St. John's the Beloved, they did it a lot.
Well, the Catholics Catholics lost me when they started putting Trump stickers and bumper stickers on the back of their car with, you know, with Our Lady of Light followed by, you know, let's go, Brandon. When I lost my faith a little bit, Rob Spiewak.
This might shock you. I lost it before that.
I know. I did too. So anyway, I'm at Krispy Kreme. And when I get to the window, there's a young girl there. And I said, just a heads up, I know you have folks that probably tend to these things, but that garbage can out in front of your store, it's kind of a bad look. It's really gross looking and overflowing. And her quote to me, did I write it down here? Let me see if I wrote it down. I didn't write it down. I forgot exactly how she put it.
Okay.
She said something. I can't do anything about it. He won't care.
Who's
I said,
he?
Excuse me? She just said, she volunteers this to me in the window.
Right.
And it's not a thing. It's a throwaway. I paid for my food. I'm going to get it. I'll be on my way. I don't want to linger for the people that are in back of me. She says, he won't care. I said, you won't care? My boss, he won't care. And I'm like, well, I'm not telling your boss. I'm telling you. And I just, do you want to talk to him? I said, no, I don't
want
to talk to him.
King Donut.
That thing, just go for it.
He'll ignore it. And I didn't have the bandwidth. I just wasn't in the mood to do that. But Fort Myers, Florida, Krispy Kreme, you are officially being called out because your lady at the window told me that the overflowing gross trash barrel out in front of your store is not a priority for the manager of your shop on Sunday morning. Now, if she's lying, then it's her fault. If he's really that kind of guy, it's time to perhaps seek out another manager. Just my opinion. That's what I thought.
I've been to a lot of them. I've never seen a really well-run Krispy Kreme.
Because they're kind of automatic, right?
Yeah.
They just put them in the fryer and that's it.
I've been kicked out of Krispy Kreme.
When you got in there and they were making the jelly donuts and you and your friends down at VCU said, pump up the jam.
We sang pump up the jam.
And they kicked you out, which is always one of the great kick-out stories with that. But anyway, you know,
burger joints. I know what you were looking for from the girl is you would say, you know, you really should pay attention to the appearance out front of the store. And then she would say,
oh, you got to give him that huck too and spit on that thing.
That's the donuts.
Or, since we are playing sound effects during this segment right here, and I tell you, everything is working just like a wonderful, wonderful oiled machine. Or, she looked at me in the window and said,
that is a lie.
Wouldn't it be great if you bought donuts and your clerk was Diana Scarwit?
Or they brought the manager over without me having to ask, you know, without asking me. And he came over to the window and said,
I'm Ray Barboni from Miami.
There you go.
Hey, that's all the way in from Miami. He's going to fix this place.
Fantastic, everybody. All right, we'll take a break when we come back. Well, the favorite child. Yes, the favorite child. That'll be fun. I can't wait to talk about the favorite child. I was not the favorite child.
I don't know about that.
No, don't think so. Don't really think so. Hmm. Yeah, that carried over into my relationship with my cousins, in my humble opinion. I could do 2 hours on that. We will take a little break, and when we return, not only the favorite child, but later in the program, got a lot of beautiful video for you as well, ladies and gentlemen. So you're listening to the Mike O'Meara Show. Can you turn that up so I can hear it? Because right now, I can't hear a dang thing. There it is. Hey, so you played the stager and everything else. All right. Gentlemen, mount your horses. Vroom. The Mike O'Meara Show Kentucky Derby Party is coming your way. Join us Saturday, May 3rd at 5 p.m. at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern for a night of fun, laughter, food, drinks, and, of course, the big race. We're all coming to Jimmy's. We're going to be in D.C. All you D.C.ites that haven't seen us for a while and didn't travel to Vegas, we are going to be there in Washington, D.C., just outside in the scenic hamlet of Herndon, Virginia. All the gentlemen and all the ladies will compete in our amazing ladies hat contest, not just for ladies, for men and women. Bring your finest, flyest, and most fabulous headwear. Think big, bold, and feathered. I want the streets of Herndon to be filled with dumb hats. Fruit optional. Any hat you want. Any hat you want. But it's encouraged to wear the, you know, the fancy ones. Let's get fierce. The best part? It's free. So mark your calendars, tell your friends, and RSVP now if you want one of those nice tables at Jimmy's. Reservations are pouring in, so don't miss out. See you Saturday, May 3rd at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. And remember, don't get happy. Now, I'm off to my tailor. I need to alter my white suit and my ribbon tie. That's Kentucky Derby, the Kentucky Fried Chicken. Most folks love my suit because it has that real crunchy crust like some folks like. Crispy. People can call Jimmy's 703-435-JIMS or email danielle.jimmysoldtowntavern@gmail.com for reservations. Thank you, and we appreciate that, ladies and gentlemen. All right, favorite child. Were you a favorite child? Well, you were an only child, so I guess you had no choice but to be the favorite.
But here's the funny thing. Is I have two children, so I could have a favorite child, but I was only 9 years away from my youngest uncle, so I was sort of almost like the ninth kid.
Okay.
In that family.
The baby, the youngest.
Yeah, I was the baby, but a lot of times considered, because they had their first, Big Daddy and Grandmama, they had their first child in 1941, and then I was 71. So there was a 30-year spread. So I was sort of fit in there. But I'm curious if you have a favorite child, because you have three.
The problem I have is that I have a child that I am more familiar with. Because of the fact that Michael has lived with me his whole life. So I'm more familiar with Michael. I love all three of my kids, and they all bring wonderful things together. With Michael, I love his smarts and his sense of humor. With Elizabeth, I love her smarts and her sweetness. She is sweetness. Catherine, to be honest with you, I love her courage. I love that she's got the balls to do anything. And she's just gritty and she's tough and she's really, really wonderful in that way. And there's not a challenge she won't try. She is fearless and I love that. So they all have these different qualities that they really love. But because Michael is A, the youngest, and B, lives in my house all the time, I spend a lot of time with him and around him. It's a tough decision. As far as my sister and I,
yes,
my sister, they were harder on than me. And my sister, I think, ultimately,
because she's older, right?
She's older.
Yeah, the oldest child always gets it the
much
hardest.
Older, right?
And
much,
I
much
think,
older.
But when everybody gets older, I think they end up respecting the kid they were toughest on more. Does that make sense to you, Josh, having an older sibling?
Well, I don't have an older sibling.
Oh, you have a young. The PhD is a younger one, right?
They're all younger. Yes,
they're all. So you were the oldest one. Were they tougher on you?
Oh, totally.
Okay,
100%.
Example: what was something that you couldn't get away with that say your PhD brother could?
Oh, I think it's just simple stuff. Like, I think they made me wait until I was like 17 to get my driver's license, and the other ones got their permits at 15 and driving. So I think just delayed things like that. I don't think they did.
As far as your dynamic in the when the family gets together now.
Yes.
You know, obviously you are just
not
light
favorite.
Years away from some of your siblings as far as the way you act and live your life. And, you know, I mean, we focus on the dropping of the consonants and all that. But when you all get together, is there a way, is there a perceptible difference in the way you are treated compared to your siblings?
I am not sure. I'm trying to think. I'm also having dinner with my parents later today.
So you got to be careful.
So I want to be a little careful.
I get it. I get that completely.
But
pay
I don't.
For dinner, you'll definitely be the favorite.
Who's closer? Are you closer to your parents than your other siblings?
So I think that I think I check on my parents more.
Okay.
And check in on them. I'm the one that does all of the work.
Caretaking.
Caretaking. If they need anything done.
My sister was too.
I do that stuff. But then,
geographically, let me ask you this. Who is the closest one to them geographically?
Well, that's what I was going to say. Now, I think as of last year, they started living down here 6 months of the year.
So that plays a large part in it, too.
No, it plays nothing at all because I see them less down here.
Really?
Than when they lived in Maryland.
Is okay. They're busy in Florida?
They are busy. They've got friends down here. They've got their pickleball clubs. They've got this and that. They're living the retired life.
It's sex, Rob. It's sex. It's a swinging club. Oh, no, I'm sorry. You're going to see them later. I'm sorry. I'm joking. I'm making a joke. My apologies. So.
The siblings all think that I must see them all the time. I think I went over for the two Raven playoff games and watched those with my dad.
Okay.
But really, I haven't seen them. Besides that, I haven't seen them since Christmas time when
everyone
got together.
Do you think you're the closest to your parents of all the kids?
I think it goes in different at different time periods.
Okay.
So maybe.
And you have what?
But I'm not
11,
the favorite.
11 siblings?
My sister's the favorite.
Your sister's the favorite?
Yes.
Okay, he said that without even asking.
Is she the baby?
Well, I have two sisters.
Okay.
So the one, the older sister is clearly the favorite.
The favorite?
Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
Is there a particular sibling? So you have a brother, two sisters. It's a brother and two sisters. That's the family.
Yes.
And the older sister, you said, is the favorite.
Yes.
That leaves out Josh, the doctor, and the younger sister.
Yes.
Of the three, since you've already identified the favorite, who would be
the least favorite?
Look at you, Charlie Chan, using process of deduction.
I don't know who would be the, maybe my brother, because he kind of just disappears.
Wow,
doesn't do a good job at calling and texting and letting people know what's going on in his life.
Too busy getting that ridiculously unnecessary education. God Almighty!
I think Josh is the favorite, and he's afraid to admit it.
I'll let you know after dinner tonight.
Okay, that's a good out. That's a good out. Yeah. Well done. That's the way you end a segment, ladies and gentlemen. All right, beautiful video. I don't listen. Technically, the way things have gone from Leesburg today, I do not put any expectations on this next segment, but we're going to try to share some video. Hopefully without breaking up, hopefully without clicks and groans. We'll see what happens. But we will do that for you when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. What would you, if you were going to rate it as far as chances of success on a 100%. Scale of 1 to 10?
No, I would say it's the second favorite.
We all have our morning routines, ladies and gentlemen. And while TMOS is at the top of many people's morning to-do list, it does get edged out by coffee. Everybody loves it. We told you about it before. You got to have it. Something new you can brew for two. It's Charlie's Choice. Charlie's Choice is available in whole bean or fresh ground. Get a one-time order or save money with a subscription and get our exclusive Charlie's Choice blend delivered delivered right to your door. Charlie's Choice is slow roasted in small batches.
Charlie's Choice!
St. Augustine, Florida, and approved by TMOS. Support small business and enjoy Charlie's Choice today. Get yours at the TMOS store at MikeOMaraShow.com. Start your day right with Charlie's Choice.
Charlie's Choice!
Because it's good to the last sip.
It's good to the last sip.
There we go.
Some beautiful video.
Just like rehearsal.
Yes.
Cherry time. WTNT.
Mike, funerals can't be spelled without the word fun. You have to put the fun in funeral. And I found a TikToker that I love. And he owns a funeral home. And he posts fun facts about funerals. Have you really ever thought about a casket?
Oh, yes.
There's lots of features you got to know
about. I'm picking
them
out now.
About caskets. Number one, the casket bed is not comfortable and the mattress is really thin.
What's your sleep number? Inserted in the foot end of the casket is a tube that contains the name of the deceased should the casket be displaced.
The bed is adjustable, meaning that it can tilt left, right, or even be moved down or up. You probably say, why on earth would we need to do this? Well, we have to be careful when closing the lid of the casket that it does not hit the nose of the deceased. So therefore, we can lower the casket bed.
A casket can be locked by using a casket key.
The crank engages a locking mechanism which pulls the lid of the casket to the body. And that's your fun funeral facts. Like and follow.
I didn't know that Joel Rogers had a brother. I really didn't know. That is strangely fascinating.
Yeah,
I found that.
They don't show you all that when you're buying a casket.
No, they don't. As a matter of fact, they were just talking about whether we wanted a real one or, you know, a cardboard box because he was going to be cremated. And we chose the temporary for display. And then, you know, they put him in cardboard and that was all there was to it with my dad. And then I said, who gets the free set of steak knives? And nobody laughed at that time.
I think I'm not so sure I'd like a used one because you're probably not the first one to use it. Yeah, who cares?
No, you're not.
You're dead. Yeah, I mean, if you're going to be cremated, you really want to spend $5,000 for a casket that's going to get burned up?
Well, what if you went without the viewing? You just burn yourself up and put yourself
in the viewing in the Catholic, circles is pretty pretty big deal. But, hey. I mean, it's a financial decision. You're saying buy the casket and burn it up?
No, I'm saying don't have a casket at the visitation. Just have the jar.
Oh, people do it that way. But I mean, if you want to have
just
a viewing,
the body on a table.
Oh,
on plastic. Couple of card tables pulled together with plastic.
If I never see another corpse, I'll be okay. I do not like an open casket funeral. The worst.
Yeah, well, I've been to since I've been a little kid, I've been going to them with my spinster aunts that were dropping like flies. You know, there were no flies at any of the wakes, any of the Irish wakes that I went to.
But I like the fact that you can raise and lower the casket.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the. Did you get creeped out by that like I did a little
yeah.
bit?
Well, especially what I when got creeped out about it, is the,
when they're turning the body.
That's the nose makeup. And you know yeah. what? He didn't need to have a mannequin in there.
No, probably didn't. I would have rather had a regular corpse.
I would love to see me in there. I just wait.
Yeah, have a technical show like this again. We might see you in there.
Yeah, tell me. I'm reading the charge. Mike, Florida. It's crazy. What if you had an alligator in your neighborhood? I believe this is Collier County. Does that mean anything to you?
Yeah, Collier is south of me, and that's Richie Ridge Zone. That's Naples.
Oh,
that's,
okay.
That's rarefied air. Sometimes I'm still stunned by the wealth of that community. It blows me away.
Let's close with this then, because this guy spotted an alligator, and the poor alligator, Mike, had a football caught in his mouth.
A community in Southwest Florida spotting a gator with a football in its mouth.
Oh, that's going to hurt
him. Ended up getting stuck this there, lady. And residents stepped in to help the gator.
A football lodged in this alligator's mouth
Mike?
For hours in Collier County Wednesday night.
Well, I saw on our local Facebook page here for Ave Maria that someone had made
Ave
a post
Maria.
About the alligator with the football stuck in his mouth. So I came over here. I thought perhaps I might have a little plan.
Rick's little plan was to step in to save the gator from the choking hazard.
If I could get close enough to it, I might be able to pop the football with a knife, deflate it, so the gator could then just
Wow,
spit it out
brave
and,
dude.
But I tried to get close to him, and he just wouldn't let me anywhere close to him. So I told the wife about the plan, and she hated it.
Cameras couldn't catch a good glimpse of the gator at night, so Rick volunteered to go check on it. He rounded the corner with his flashlight, but then he reached down by the shore of the lake.
I'm thrilled that he got yeah, see all the bites on it?
He got it.
He may not have gone through with his original plan, but he got the football either
way.
The
guy
way.
Is so cool.
I know.
Yeah.
That
dude is a hero. That's awesome. I love that. I wouldn't go out there in the day if there was a gator floating around. They're terrifying. They can drag you into the water, man.
I love that it says Rick Green, neighbor.
Neighbor, Ave Maria, yes. A Catholic community down here.
Ah, great.
Where it's a faith-based area down here. You can eat. We got to take a break, and we'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode. Folks, if you're just hearing about it, go to the Mike O'Mara store and get yourself a lovely, lovely bag of Charlie's Choice coffee.
Mm.
It's available at MikeO'MaraShow.com for you right now. Don't be confused. It's simple. Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com, click on the store, then you'll see a bag of the coffee, and you click on it. Some have gotten, well, one person got a little confused, but that's okay. We appreciate you buying it. We want to help this small business up in St. Augustine. We want to help our small business as well. So go get this delicious coffee, Charlie's Choice. I drink it every morning now. You're going to love it as well. We'll be back with a brand new episode tomorrow, and later on in the week, a bigger announcement than
what?
Charlie's Choice Coffee, ladies and gentlemen. There's the tease. For Josh Sirok and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Shoot me.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Let's talk about something that might be keeping you up at night. Cybersecurity. According to Vanta's latest State of Trust report, it's the number one concern for UK businesses. That's where Vanta comes in. Whether you're a startup, growing fast, or already established, Vanta can help you get ISO 27001 certified and more without the headaches. And Vanta allows your company to centralize security workflows, complete questionnaires up to 5 times faster, and proactively manage vendor risk to help your team not only get compliant, but stay compliant. Stop stressing over cybersecurity and start focusing on growing your business. For a limited time, our audience gets $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off. Because when it comes to your business, it's not just about keeping the lights on. It's about keeping everything secure.